Mr. GPS, can I hear you?
I can hear you.
Okay, that's good. That's good. So, as we say, when the recorder is in play, then we are at play. Ladies and gentlemen, G5, G5 Radio, it's been a goddamn minute. So, we're going to skip through all the spectacle, and I'm going right into breaking news with some new sounds from the soundboard. So, soundboard, thrill me, please. Oh shit. we gone Anchorman style. Yes, get ready. Anchorman 2 is coming out. So we're going to start it off right. And the reason why I used Anchorman is I want to segue into this. And Mr. Cortez and Mr. Murphy, government name, Mr. GPS can jump in here once I after I play this clip. So soundboard, please do it.
Are you a racist?
No. No, I'm not.
By birth, by choice, by osmosis, you don't feel you have racist tendencies?
No.
Okay, Paula Deen. Not to be mistaken with Jimmy Deen Sausage, but Paula Deen. Or as we would call her now, the new Grand Wizard of the Klan. So, Mr. Cortez, we're going to start you off. And I know Mr. GPS got something going on. He's got shit fired up. But Mr. Cortez, your thoughts first.
Well, my thoughts about it, you know, as she said in one of her interviews, she didn't see too much of it saying anything wrong because she see other black people saying it to black people. She see black folks saying it to black folks, so she feels though it's acceptable to use the N-word in that sense. So, yeah, Paula Deen, you know, she's going to get a very, how can I say, financial lesson at this point.
Oh, she's getting it. She's basically getting broke as a joke. So, Mr. GPS, your thoughts on this?
Where we think we are in life. Should have just paid him. $1 million would have got out your life. Nobody would have been the wiser. But now what? Could have lost Walmart, Target. She fucked up. Plain and simple.
That QVC and the rest of them. So she's losing every downward spiral. So, you know, she's really pretty much almost gone. So we might as well say she has been crowned the new hero of the stupid. And yes, the once again, we have to do with our new soundboard, our new hit that we do here. So soundboard, cue the hero of the stupid. There you go. Hero of the stupid. But of course, this all has a twist to it, I'm telling you. Anchorman 2, it looks funny, but there's a big issue I have with it. And of course, I got to play this part here, and you all tell me what it sounds like to you. So here's the part.
I don't read Jet Magazine or Jerry Curl Daily.
What's he doing?
I'm breaking down the barriers of race by assimilation. And on that note,
which one of you convicts with the longest record can pass me the mashed potatoes?
Oh, God. I smell this coming on.
Am I right? Say what?
There we go. Mr. Cortez.
Well, man, I think now the envelope is going to get pushed even further now. Because it was something. I was looking at CNN, man. They're going to have a whole discussion about this evening, about the appropriate tone, when and when not to use the word nigger. And one guy got up there from Columbia University. I forgot his name. Mm-hmm. I think he might have went to Temple with us, man. I remember, you know what he said? He was like, it's okay for black folk to use it, but he's like, I don't want white people to use it. Mm. I said, wow. Damn. He made it very clear. He's like, white people should not be using that. They should not be using the N-word at all or using any derogatory remarks that refer to black folk as below black folk means or whatever. And I listened to what he said. He was like, it's a term that has been taken out of context. To agree, you know.
Out of context. That's just been taken out and graffitied all over the place.
Pretty much.
It's almost played out.
I guess not in certain worlds, man. So I think people now, because of what Paula Deen did, we have reopened the race can again.
I guess so. So I don't know what the deal is. Mr. GPS, what do you think about this whole deal?
I would agree. Black folks shouldn't use the word nigger. White folks don't need to. Nobody needs to use the word nigger. Because, too honestly, now people want to say whatever they want to say. I tell you what she should have did, though, now that I think about it.
Uh-oh.
She should have just hired these folks and said, listen, I'm going to pay you to let me call you as many niggas as I feel comfortable for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then that way, she would have seized the opportunity. It would have created a job for somebody, helped the economy. And guess what? Wasn't nobody been able to say anything? Guess what? I paid you to let me do that to you.
Hmm. Interesting.
I think it could work.
It could work. You never know. But in this day and age, I think you might have to wait for that. And I would suggest you not hold your breath, okay? I would not hold your breath.
Clap your hands, everybody, if you got what it takes. Because I'm KRS and I'm on the mic and premieres on the breaks.
MCs act like they don't know.
Let's go off on a tangent here. I have to go into to Mr. GPS here from some shocking news that I got, of course, from Mr. Cortez just a little earlier today. And, of course, you know, I have to do my breaking news. And, yes, it's brand new. And, no, we ain't going to play this out just like they're playing out the N-word. But let's do it, soundboard. Damn, it's got that, like, polyester feel and shit, you know?
Yeah, that 70s sound.
Yes, I feel a little itchy now. Damn, I feel like I'm gonna spark a fire or something, you know? But, Mr. GPS, I gotta play this, and you'll know why. So, soundboard, do it. I don't know if you can hear this, Mr. GPS. Old classic from New Edition. Just play a little clip, soundboard. Hold on, GPS. Yes. Got my baby's number. I don't get a click. I got a bunch of porno on my phone, man. What the deal is with that? Oh my God, Mr. GPS, please. Please tell us.
Okay. And I was alerted by my son's mother that my son had been watching pornography on his tablet.
Oh, my God. Wait a minute, his tablet?
Yeah. Well, his Nook.
Okay.
So I said, well, where did he get it from? She said that he got it from one of his friends around the corner. He would take his Nook around there, and they'd be around there watching it.
Damn.
So, dang. Now, mind you, just a couple months earlier, I had saw a screen up on his Nook, and I believed that his mother had left it there. And I said to myself, why the hell would she do that? So I just closed the window and didn't think anything about it.
Okay.
Well, right around that same time, she saw the same thing. She thought I had left it on there.
Oh, damn.
I said, why would I do that? Well, neither one of us suspected him. However.
However.
You know, just this past weekend, me and my son had our first Birds and the Bees talk.
Oh, shit. Look, that's shocking there. Birds and the Bees. Flowers and trees. And we ain't talking split.
What did you say, birds and the bees, flowers and the trees, what?
And we ain't talking spliffs either.
No, we not, people.
Damn, should I set the mood?
But I'll tell you right now, parents, when it comes time to have the birds and bees talk, don't look for chapter one, start here, chapter two, move here, chapter three, move here. Just roll with whatever you're thinking at the time, and the rest of it will come to you. Do not try to give it to them all at one time, because you and I both know that it's just way too much, way too big hell. Some people at 40 and 50 don't even understand it.
That's double truth.
Just give them a little bit, maybe about a half hour's worth, work on that for a week, move on to something else.
Vinderella cut it up one time. Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex.
Well, let's talk about sex for now. To the people at home or in the crowd, it keeps coming up anyhow. Don't be coy, avoid, or make void the topic, cause that ain't gonna stop it now. Show. Many will know anything goes. Let's tell it like it is and how it could be. How it was and of course how it should be. Those who think it's dirty have a choice. Pick up the needle, press pause, or turn the radio off. Will that stop us, Pat? I doubt it. Alright then, come on, spin.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. Let's
Make any man's eyes pop. She uses she got to get whatever she don't got. Fellas droop like fools, but then again they're only human. The chick was a hit because her body was booming. Gold, pearl, rubies, crazy diamonds. Nothing she wore was ever common. Her dates, heads of state, men of taste, lawyers, doctors. No one was too great for her to get with or even mess with. The press she says was next on her list, and believe me, you, it's as good as true. There ain't a man alive that she couldn't get next to. She had it all in the bag. She should have been glad, but she was mad and sad and feeling bad, thinking about the things that she never had. No love, just sex, bottle necks with a check and a note. The last night was dope, dope, dope.
Take it easy. Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex.
Come on.
Let's talk about sex.
Do it.
Let's talk about sex.
As you know, man.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and
you and me.
Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex.
And I know, Mr. Cortez, you got to deal with this within the next 10, 15 years yourself.
Yes, I do. As soon as Mr. GPS gets back on, we definitely can talk some more about it. Because I like the way he handled it. He handled it very classy.
GPS.
Yes.
Okay. Looks like I got you there. Now I just got to lift your volume up a bit. Okay. You are on, sir. Right.
Okay, so we got the part about where to start, how to start, right?
Correct. Now I want to hear your righteous version and then the ghetto-ass version.
Okay, so we're riding around in the car, and I asked them, you know, well, how did you feel about seeing the movie? You know, what you think? And like, he didn't really want to answer that question. I said, well, let me ask you this. When you talked about it with Mommy, did she talk to you about female body parts? He was like, yeah. I said, well, what word did she give you for a woman's chest area? And I could see he didn't really want to answer that question yet. So I said, well, did she say breasts or did she say titties? And hey! Like, I wasn't supposed to know that word.
Nah, you wasn't, man.
That's right. That's classified information.
Wait, it gets better. I said, what about a woman's private area below her waist? I said, what about between her legs? What did Mommy give you for that word? Or that area? He said, vagina. I said, have you ever heard the word coochie?
Ooh! Watch it, son! That's a dangerous word, son!
This is a family show. What are you doing? This is a family show. You bringing that up on here?
Yes! Take that coochie shit somewhere.
Boy, I want you to listen closely to what I have to say. Because this is the way to my home.
bitch, please carry on. We just having side humor.
Testify.
I said, did she give you the word coochie? Did she give you the word pussy? I said, what, you think daddy don't know these words? I said, have you ever heard the word blowjob?
Oh, my God.
Okay, now we've gotten to all kinds of embarrassment now. So I told him, I said, listen. I said, you know how I'm always telling you becoming a man? I said, this is what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you're probably waking up every morning with your penis straight out.
Oh.
Like you could punch a hole through a brick. I said, that's normal.
Normal.
Okay.
Oh, no.
I told him, probably what will happen if it has not already happened, you will experience something called a wet dream, which means you're going to see some white stuff in your underwear or bed, or you're going to hear like this loud boom. Like, what the hell is that?
He said a loud boom. Oh, shit. Mr. Cortez, you got to jump in here and save me.
I give him credit, man, because some parents, you know, they would start whooping his ass, man. They would start whooping their child's ass for looking at porn. But Mr. GPS, man, was like, look, I'm not going to take that route. I'm just going to sit down and school you, because it's no need to sit down and punish you for something that is so natural. You know what I'm saying? Now, if he went out here and robbed somebody or whatever, yeah, you whoop his ass then, man. But if he's just dealing with that, that to me is fixable. That can be fixed. Oh, well, you know, I think he did right by sitting down and schooling his son about that, because, you know, you had by having the invention of social media, it has taken a whole sex talk to a whole new level with your child, because your child is going to see it before you will, unfortunately. And it's good to try to create buffers so they can have the tools necessary in order to combat all this.
Mm-hmm.
Craziness.
Very true. Very true. So definitely you got to give big ups to Mr. GPS, because it is a touching situation. You know, it's not one of those things you could just really, you know, just like throw out there. But if you're comfortable enough and you said, look, no sugarcoating, do it. You know what I'm saying? You just do it, just like the shoe. Mr. GPS, are you back on?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Where are we now?
Yeah, so we earlier we were talking about, we had a nice little type of a mood, like a Barry White-ish In Your Garden type of set feeling. So, because I think that would be a nice thing to do. I want you to learn all the secrets of her garden. In your garden, big ups, Barry White. So, it didn't go like that, but either way. Big ups to Mr. GPS, because he's brash, he's bold, he's got balls. So that is a definite applause. The whole deal, because if you can't do it, nobody else will.
Nah, if you can't do it, the street will do it. If you can't teach your kids, the streets will teach them. They'll teach them a whole version of sex education that you
come, come on over here. You see that girl? That's a hoe. Let me tell you more about her. So, yeah, you'd rather learn it from family than learn it from the street. So, what is the lesson you have learned from that, Mr. GPS?
The lesson I learned is that our children are learning younger and younger and younger about sex.
Mm-hmm.
And as parents, you're going to have to do a better job of monitoring them when they're with their online activities.
Mm-hmm.
Hand them the tablet and say, all right, see you, bye. Don't just hand them the notebook or the laptop and say, see you, bye, or let them close the door on the computer. Guess what? Take a day off. When they're at school, get in that computer and track their history for the last 2 weeks.
There you go. That's the way to do it. But unless the kids know how to go into the options and get rid of that stuff, which you didn't hear from us. But either way, you did a great job, Mr. GPS. Mr. Cortez.
No controls on it.
Controls.
You know, I mean,
still wondering how you have a Nook at that young age.
Well, she went and bought him one. I mean, he's had it for a while.
Right.
And he was using it as an educational tool. No pun intended.
Mm-hmm.
you know, when you give kids unfettered access and just let them rip and run and do whatever the hell they want to do, when they get off by themselves, this is what you get.
Mm-hmm, that's very true. So, well, either way, you did a very good job, sir. You know, kudos to you, and please take lessons, people. This guy knows what he's talking about. He can do it. So you can do the same thing, Mr. Cortez, when you have to.
Oh, I know that talk is going to come, man.
Mm-hmm.
And keep in mind, you know, my daughter's still, she's not even 1 year old. That talk will come up. I really believe it's the way you handle it will decide the outcome of the situation.
Indeed.
Right now.
Talk to her right now.
Talk to her now. Like, let's have a talk about this now.
I know, right? Just get it over with. Get it over with.
Oh. I like that. You like that?
Here's another one.
And another one.
And another one.
And another one.
Oh. Make the sex spectacular. Make me lick you from your neck to your back to your shivering, tongue delivering. Chills up that spine, that ass is mine. Skip the wine in the candlelight, no crystal tonight. It's alright with you, we fucking. Deja vu, the blood spark. Finger fucking in the park, pissy off Bacardi Dark. Remember when I used to play between your legs? You begged for me to stop because you know where it would head. Straight to your mother's bed, not the Marriott. We'd be lucky if we find a spot next to your sister. Damn, I really missed her. Way she used to rub my back when I hit that. Way she used to giggle when your ass would wiggle. Now I know you used to sweets at the Park of Meridian, trips to the Caribbean, but tonight no ends.
You must be used to me spending.
You must be used to me.
Rolex, you just shine. I like that waistline. Let me hit that from behind. Which wall you wanna climb? My style's genuine. Girl, I love you long time. I got you pinned up with your fucking limbs up. All because you like the way my Benz was rimmed up. Bitch, keep your chin up. Please watch me do the nasty. Like it when you make it move fast, mommy. I like it when you're throwing upon me. No love making, strictly back breaking. Sees no, all his hoes go to my dough. Then they go to his flow to fuck some more. So no, caviar, shark bar, strictly sex, that's sweat to your leftover spaghetti. I know you used to slow CDs and RPs, but tonight it's 8 tracks and 6 packs while I hit that.
Can you feel me?
Give me what I need. Yeah, stop the bullshit. Monday used to mean
all that sweet wine,
spending money all the time
fucking you on you.
Well, I'm fucking you tonight. No matter what you may say, giving it to you any way I possibly can.
She can handle that.
But let's segue into that to a different thing here. We got to talk about sports and crime, specifically Mr. Aaron Hernandez.
Good old Mr. Hernandez.
Yes. Now before we do this, this clip here from the soundboard, this might be his future if he doesn't watch out. Now, I don't know if you can hear this. This is a certain scene from the movie Pulp Fiction. Now, if y'all seen Pulp Fiction, and if you hear a muffle in the background of Ving Rhames getting violated, then you know what might be expected of Mr. Hernandez. You did see Pulp Fiction, right, Mr. Cortez?
Yes, I did, man. That part of the movie was very disturbing, man.
Yes, sir. So Mr. Hernandez might be getting some of that stuff if you don't watch out, if he's up there in that prison. Mr. GPS, your thoughts?
You know, when you get money like that, you got to find something to do with your time other than go find a way to lose it all. It's amazing how being a professional football player, he found time to run around and doing all this shooting up all over Massachusetts. It's just a bad, you know, it's just a bad look, man. You know.
Hell yeah.
Got to make better decisions. Got to. You start getting, I mean, doesn't matter who you are. I mean, you really think you? I mean, they got OJ. What do you think they're gonna do to you?
Oh, they're gonna do a lot to my man. These OJ is protected, man.
Somebody's gonna drop the soap, and you know, here's the thing. It's a running joke that's been going on. Of course, Mr. Hernandez is a tight end, but when he gets to prison, he will be the wide receiver. Now, you didn't hear from us. So all I know is somebody's going to be fumbling at the goal line. All I know is you're going to have to run it in. Run it in.
We're going to tell you to hike one time.
Just don't cough. Don't cough.
That's it.
So, I don't know, man. Like you said, all that millions of money, nothing to do, Cortez.
Well, I seen the outtakes of it, man. And it's not like his lawyer was trying to blame society for his client's downfall. I'm like, why are you going to sit there and even try to blame somebody for the stupidity of your client? I mean, he wanted this cat wanted to be a gangster, man. He really thought he was a gangster.
I guess so. Supposedly he might have tattoos for you know, certain affiliates, certain groups.
You think he's in a gang? I wouldn't be shocked if he is, man.
I don't know, man, but you just got to watch out, man, because, you know, it's a shame because, you know, he's a great player. He really is. But,
yeah, greatness can't count for common sense, unfortunately.
Yeah, but here's the weird part. In the NY Daily News, they're even mentioning that his jersey is selling for big bucks online, you know, which is kind of crazy.
Because people like fallen heroes, man. They love fallen heroes, like OJ, for example. Mm-hmm. His jersey's still selling, man. The people like that. They like the fact that, you know, I think it's just the mystique about being around a celebrity that is now labeled, is considered a criminal or a failure. People like that, man. Because now they look at it like he's one of us now. And actuality, I don't think he's one of us if he went out here and murdered somebody in cold blood.
You know, I mean, damn, we might have frustrations with people, you know, or with competing rivals, but we don't take them out. You know?
Man. And the thing about it, he was taking out people in his hood. He wasn't taking out, like, people like from the opposing teams, like, you know, that guy looked at me the wrong way, so I'm gonna go shoot him or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
This cat was doing gang related activities, man.
Yeah, that's just crazy. Ill shit right there. So another episode of Hero of the Stupid. So all I gotta say is, as once the famous Ice Cube said in the video, and back me up on this, Mr. GPS, used to be the Don Juan. Now he's just Twan.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Flipping, snapping, ripping your neck, better run a check. So big D's in your mouth is bad for your health. That's all it is.
Damn right.
Yeah, oh, sure.
Mm-mm-mm. So
now his ass gonna be running for the deputy. Oh, shit. I swear, man, gangster rap. I tell people early gangster rap was like could tell the future of what could happen if you did not get yourself together, man.
Exactly, it was just oracles. It was just oracles of the future. That's all it was.
So come on and jiggity jack yourself before you wreck yourself.
Check.
Yourself, cause I'm bad for your health. I come real stealth, dropping bombs on your moms. Fuck alarms. Do a foul crime, I'm the nigga with your Alpine soda 460. Always let tricks know, and friends know we got that endo. No, I'm not a sucker, sitting in a house of pain. And no, I'm not the butler, I'll cut ya, headbutt ya. You say you can't touch this, and I wouldn't touch ya, punk motherfucker. Here I let you know, boy, oh boy, I make dope. But don't call me dope, boy, this ain't no fucking motion picture. I got your bitch up, my nigga get with ya and hit ya, taking that yak to the neck. So you better run a check.
So come on and jiggity check yourself before you wreck yourself. Jiggity check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Yeah,
come
boy.
On, check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Cause shotgun bullets are bad for your health.
Jiggy check. Yeah. Jiggy check.
Tricks wanna step the cube and then they get played. Cause they bitch made pulling out a switchblade. That's kinda trifle, cause that's an IFO. AK-47, assault rifle. Hold the 50, I'm nifty pal. Got a new style.
Watch out now.
I hate motherfuckers claiming that they folding bank, but steady talking shit in the holding tank. First you wanna step to me, now your ass screaming for the deputy. They singing a Charlie Baker Denver Road. Now they running up in your slow. You're gone. Used to be the dime one, now your name is just Twine. Switch it, snap it, rolling your eyes and neck. You better run a check.
So jiggity check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Come on and check yourself before you riggity wreck yourself.
So jiggity check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Big dicks in your ass is bad for your health.
Jiggity check.
Pump.
Yeah. Jiggity check.
Yeah. Yo, you're the niggas again, but yo, y'all need to check yourself, you know what I'm saying? Cause niggas is definitely going off. Word is born, word is born. If you're foul, you better run a make on that license plate. You could've had a V8 instead of a Trey 8 slug to your cranium. I got six and I'm aiming them. Will I bust or keep you guessing? Cause fuck you when that shit just stressing. Bitch, get off the wood, you're no good. There goes the neighborhood hooker. Go ahead and keep your draws, giving up the clapping. Who needs applause at a time like this? Pop your coochie and your debt. Bitch, it's a Miami hurricane head. Sprung, niggas for her lips and lungs. Nappy duck out, get the fuck out. Cause women like you gets no respect. Bitch, you better run a check.
So jiggity check yourself before you wreck yourself. So jiggity check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Come on and check yourself before you riggity wreck yourself. Cause bitches like you is bad for my health.
Jiggy check.
Bump.
Yeah. Jiggy check.
Yeah.
So jiggity check yourself before you wreck yourself. So jiggity check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Come on and check yourself before you riggity wreck yourself.
So jiggity check yourself before you wreck yourself. So jiggity check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Come on and check yourself before you riggity wreck yourself.
Cause the lynch mob is bad for your health. 9 Trey. Remix. Old school tip. Yeah. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going out.
We're going to have to call it a day here. Because it's been a long day. Of course, sadly, we couldn't get Mr. Cortez to come in with his final thoughts because, of course, he had to attend to Autumn. And, of course, that's, you know,
yeah.
A man's got to do what a man's got to do. So, you know, big ups to my goddaughter, and hopefully she's not working Mr. Cortez to death. But what we do need right now, if I can just get this nice little program to work with me, I just want to get this final, here we go, the final thoughts. Yes, we got it here. So, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to do our version of the final thoughts of Mr. Cortez, so soundboard, please.
Final thoughts with Mr. Cortez.
And to all of you dreamers out there, keep dreaming, man. But you know, sometimes you gotta wake up from a dream and go get it.
Mr. GPS, you are on, sir.
Everybody take it easy out there, relax. You know, keep a close eye on your kids. When it's time to have that talk, don't be afraid. Just step right on in and let it flow.
That's right. That's right. There you go. Of course, words to live by with Mr. GPS there. And he did it once again. You did a magnificent job with your son about that. Very good. My thoughts of the day is basically in those times when the bird must leave the nest, when the child must leave the home, the best thing you tell them, don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you. And change the locks on the doors.
Wow.
That's how you do. And I digress on that one. So either way, if you agree with me and you feel me, then let us know here. Of course, our Twitter tag is G-Fire Radio, all one word, G-Fire Radio on Skype. And, of course, we are on the G-Line, which is 267-776-GPHI. So if you have any comments, criticisms, anything you want to say, if you want to give us a STFU so we can Kimber you right back, go right ahead. We are here for you. So what I'll say to end this off is those who can, will. Those who can't, won't. And see, se puede. Peace. Smoke ain't like a conflict, dude. Did you know what?
smoking nursery, but on the wall and all out.